Time for World News with Matt Bevin. Hi, Matt.
G'day, Norman. I've come across a new metric this week in relation to coronavirus. You may already have come across it in your research for CoronaCast, but I hadn't yet. It's Oxford University's COVID-19 Government Response Stringency Index.
Oh, this is different from the brown pants one, is it?
Yeah. Essentially, Oxford is trying to quantify the level of restriction that each national government around the world has imposed to try and control COVID-19. It converts all the restrictions governments introduce into a single number out of 100, with 100 being the strictest response and 0 being nothing at all. For comparison's sake, they currently rate Australia at 35 on this scale. The metric says that China went up to around 80 back in February before anyone else had made a move. Then in March, Italy and South Korea stepped their response up to 90 and 75 respectively. By the end of March, Australia, the UK, the US and Germany were also up around 75. The US and the UK have stayed there as their pandemics have continued. And yet both of those countries are seeing significant efforts by people to flout these restrictions. This week in the UK, for example, as temperatures reached 30 degrees, people started flocking to the beach. Bournemouth Beach is on the south coast of England, and frankly, if you compare it to Australian beaches, it looks not great. But on the scale of British beaches, it's very popular on hot days. And tens of thousands of people have been cramming onto it to try and escape the recent heat, as Council Leader Vicky Slade explained.
We are used to really, really busy summer days. We're not used to them on a Wednesday in June, and we're not used to the behaviours that the people have brought. So, you know, that's the biggest problem, and that's why we've had to declare a major incident, because of the way those visitors are behaving, not the visitors themselves.
So what's the problem with how they've been behaving? Do you mean that they haven't been adhering to social distancing?
I think, to be fair, social distancing is probably, you know, long gone. It's much worse than that. I mean, 30-odd tonnes of waste left on the beaches. This isn't sort of put in the bins. This is just abandoned. Thousands of cars abandoned, people parking on the middle of a roundabout to avoid paying for parking, people urinating in people's front gardens, groups of 100 people drunk, you know, not in control of themselves, having a really negative effect on our local visitors.
Sounds delightful. Vicky Slade speaking to Sky News in the UK there. The British government obviously has a bit of a problem. The public is sick of being in severe lockdown at 75 on that scale and wants to get out and have fun. The Prime Minister, Boris Johnson, has been trying recently to figure out a way they can do that without cramming onto British beaches.
We will explore the possibility of international travel corridors with countries that have low rates of infection, but only when the evidence shows that it is safe to do so.
The BBC is reporting today that as of next month, these so-called travel corridors may come into effect to allow British people to travel abroad, to go on holiday, and then return home without having to go into self-isolation. The BBC says participating countries could include France, Italy, Spain, Greece, Belgium, Germany, Norway, the Netherlands, Turkey and Finland. Portugal and Sweden are not on the list due to their high rates of infection, and work is ongoing apparently to see if a travel corridor is possible with Australia. The BBC says a travel corridor would mean that two people travelling in both directions between two countries would not have to self-isolate after they travel. Germany is on that list, as I just said, despite a concerning outbreak there surrounding Europe's largest slaughterhouse that has emerged since Germany dipped their response down to around 50 on the Oxford scale. The Premier of North Rhine-Westphalia announced the lockdowns earlier this week. Here's Armin Laschet.
In the district of Gütersloh, we're now dealing with the biggest individual infection outbreak in North Rhine-Westphalia and in Germany.
A senior journalist for Deutsche Welle has published an opinion piece saying this outbreak surrounding the meat processing plant was a disaster that was bound to happen and just as preventable. It says that workers in the meat packing industry who endure dismal working conditions and are generally migrants from other parts of Europe, work side by side, share cramped living quarters, and the company did nothing to try and reduce the risk of infection. We'll see if the UK ends up allowing their people to travel there, and of course, if all those countries I listed, including Australia, are interested in allowing British people to visit. Meanwhile, as Europe considers opening up its borders, one country they reportedly will be excluding is the United States, the worst hit country in the world in terms of both number of cases and number of deaths. They have 2.4 million cases and 122,000 deaths. And today, the director of the CDC, Robert Redfield, has told reporters in a phone call that by their best estimate, every case that is reported in the US actually also has 10 other infections. He's saying they're only detecting one-tenth of their cases.
Great stuff, Matt. We'll talk to you later.
Talk to you later.